It's hard to see yourself represented on the silver screen. In a world with less available roles to us, this industry can be so mean. So we're gonna make some changes in this town. Turn the male-driven media upside down. There's nothing that a woman can't do, so act like a girl, we're here to support you.
Welcome back to the Act Like a Girl podcast, everyone.
Welcome back.
You have Susie Dunn.
And Tracy Walker.
And we are here with Helen Hong.
Yay. I love this. I love this. The three of us. We're like the UN of podcasts right now. There's a white one. There's a black one. There's a yellow one. There's one for every flavor. I love it.
I'm a little pink right now.
You white girls, you get a little pink.
Yeah, I'm a little pink.
Do you tan? I love that.
Do I tan? No, I don't really tan.
Oh. I mean, you just burn immediately?
I wear 60. So I don't, because when I was a kid, I went to Florida once or I guess I was like a kid. I mean, I was like 18 or 19, a kid. Yeah. And I went to Florida, and like the pictures from that trip are crazy, because when you look at like the photos before I burned and the photos, I look like I gained 15 pounds because my face was so fucking swollen and my whole body was so swollen.
You were having like,
I got sun poisoning.
You were getting like sun poisoning. Yeah.
Yeah. Toxicity. My mom had to put a blanket on me and lay on top of me because I was like shaking uncontrollably from being cold. Like,
oh my goodness.
It was never so bad.
Taken to the hospital. Like, maybe. It was bad.
Maybe. I've never heard of that.
I was fine. Like the next day I was fine.
Yeah. Well, I lived in Hawaii for a year.
Oh, which island?
Oahu.
Oahu.
I went to the University of Hawaii for a year.
Oh my God.
On an exchange program.
I wanted to, like, that's the only aspiration of college I had was to go to Hawaii.
I was like, Mom, Dad, I'm going to Hawaii for a year to quote unquote study.
Yes.
And study means like hook up with Hawaiian boys and learn how to surf.
Yeah.
And I loved it, but I didn't, this was when I was 18. I didn't know anything about sun care. I didn't wear sunscreen. Like, I barely moisturized every day. By the time I left Hawaii, I looked black. Like, I looked like Tracy. I was like your color.
Wow,
I was so dark. My hair was like blonde. Black.
Oh, wow. Blonde. Really?
My hair was so light. Blonde. My skin was so dark. I looked Hawaiian.
That's cute, though.
That's adorable.
Yeah, it's crazy. But now, of course, I'm like, oh, all the sun damage I did. Now I'm getting all these weird sunspots, and I'm like, oh, Hawaii.
Yeah.
You ruined me.
I think I'm okay. I don't know. I'm still like relatively young, but.
You got to be careful. I started getting age spots on my face, on my eyelids, which is the only place where I don't wear sunblock.
Right.
Because I'm sensitive.
I usually put sunblock on naked. Like, I put
smart.
It on. Yeah. Like,
smart.
I just get out of the shower and put it on.
I don't use it at all. I don't need it.
Yeah.
I need some. Like, 30 minutes of vitamin D.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true.
Well, I go to Runyon and I drive with my top down and, like, I walk her and, like, so I'm out in the sun a lot. I have those dorky sun hats, you know?
The love Asian it. Hats?
Yeah. You're an Asian lady.
I'm an old Asian lady.
Yeah. You should see my mom on the golf course.
Yes.
My mom and her friends on the golf course. It's like they're like aliens from outer space. They have the giant visors. They have the giant visors. They have the arm protection.
Yes.
They have parasols. It's like, oh my God.
That's amazing. Where does she live?
My mom lives in Boston.
Is that where you're from?
But she's threatening to move here.
Right.
And I'm like,
Wait, and your sister lives here?
My sister lives in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
And I live here. So, and we grew up on the East Coast. So my parents live in Boston. All my family's on the East Coast. But they're like, since you guys both live in California.
Well, and who the fuck wants to live in Boston?
No one wants to live in Boston. That's the thing is they're getting older too. So they're retired. So they're like, well, we don't.
And if she likes to golf.
Want to live in Boston. So they're literally threatening. Well, here's the scary thing. Like, my dad owns property in Boston. So he's like, I can't really move right now. I have to like take care of all this, this building and stuff. My mom's like, well, I could. So why don't I move first and move in with you, and we could be like girl roomies. And I'm like, bitch, are you crazy?
She's been fantasizing that for a minute. She's got a plan.
You know she has.
Been planning.
She absolutely has. She thinks we're gonna be like little like sisters.
In California.
Like, bitch, you're not my sister.
I always tell my mom, I'm like, Mom, you know we don't do well after 5 days.
Yep.
Like, we expire at five days.
My mom 5 minutes. It's like, what happened?
I told my sister, and my sister was like, you moving in with mom is the worst idea I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, agreed. And I so I told my mom that, and my mom's like, you girls are so ungrateful.
Yeah, exactly. You're so mean.
What did I ever do to you? You're so mean.
Right.
I wouldn't bother you at all. I'm like, bitch.
That's what my mom you're like, bitch, I would bother you. Like, it goes both ways. Like,
bitch, you know you'd be coming into my room tidying up and, like, folding shit.
And findings.
And finding things. Like, where am I going to hide my condoms?
Vibrators.
My giant dolphin vibrator.
You have a dolphin vibrator? Oh, my God. Please tell me about that.
It's like a rabbit, but it's a dolphin.
Oh, my God.
Like, shaped like the feet.
So have you seen a rabbit?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so a rabbit is, you know,
it's an actual vibrator.
It's an actual vibrator, but it's got these two little ears
on the outside
that like look like for rabbit your ears.
Okay, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
So mine, instead of being pink, is blue.
Oh my God.
So it's a giant blue cock. And then it's got, instead of rabbit ears, it has a dolphin-shaped thing.
I just bought a rabbit vibrator. It's in the mail.
What is this?
You know what? You're so right. Because one time I went to her place and I was snooping around in her bathroom. And I opened, as we do. And I opened the top drawer of her bathroom and I see like what's obviously a giant vibrator.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh my god. But I know she thinks it's a back rubber.
It's one of those, but it's like a giant hook
that there's clearly like a pointy end, and I'm like, Oh my god. But my mom was like 70, so I know she's not.
So right. She's
literally scratching her back.
Oh my god. So my godmother, her basement flooded one time and her vibrator like floated out from the laundry room.
And it was over Thanksgiving. So her brother was there, her father was there, her whole family was there.
Vibrator's like, hey, what's going on out here?
Your business is literally in the streets.
That's
her husband was like, what is that?
and then why is it in the laundry room? And she's like, that's where I get privacy.
And he's like, well, why didn't I know about it?
It's hilarious.
Didn't want to hurt because it's not for you.
Didn't want to hurt you.
She's like, it's what I use when you're not around, honey.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
It was a good she's hilarious. Probably gonna like murder me for saying this.
Yeah, so if I'm a little twisted today, it's because my mom's threatening to move in with me, and I'm like,
So speaking of body image, you're the perfect person. Asians, are y'all very, very like?
Oh yeah, that's our theme. This body image, just to catch everybody up.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, talk about crazy body image. Like in Asia, I am overweight, and I'm not even kidding.
And you're the goal weight of me and so many other people. What?
Yeah, like I'm not a big person. Yeah.
No.
I'm a size 4.
Yeah.
You're perfect.
I'm literally a size 4. I go to Korea where my parents are from, and it's like, I'm like, oh my God, that girl, where does she shop, Lane Bryant?
Oh my goodness.
I could not. When I lived in Korea for a year after I graduated college to teach English, I couldn't find a bra.
Jesus.
Because they don't have bras my size in normal stores. Like, I literally had to go find, like, the Lane Bryant of Korea to buy a bra.
So I would be obese. They would be like, oh my God.
But you're not Asian, so they just accept, oh, people who aren't Asian are just bigger.
Yeah.
And whatever.
Well, one of the things that I find really interesting about the Asian culture is how badly they want white skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's really interesting.
Yeah. It's so scary. Yeah.
It's so scary.
So here we sell like bronzers and stuff. Right. Yeah. They go the opposite direction. Right. They're like whitening cream.
Right.
Yeah. Lighteners. But that's why, you know, people make fun of Asian ladies who are like wearing the giant visors and the umbrellas and the gloves and everything, because that's the beauty ideal in Asia.
Right.
Because in Asia, traditionally, if you had dark skin, it meant you worked in the fields.
Exactly. That makes
sense. You were lower class because you worked outside. So Asian beauty standard is light skin.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same thing in the black community. I think it's still all started.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people have been bleaching their skin. I didn't even know my mom was, but, you know, because I just thought it was beauty queen. I guess it's some kind of cream. But I thought it was like just natural Ambi. That's what it was. AMBI. And a lot of people, you know, you see, but it was bleaching cream. But I just thought it was cream.
Wow. Yeah, that's so interesting.
Yeah, bleaching cream is big in Asia. They can't call it bleaching cream because obviously that sounds insane, but they call it whitener.
But like, I hear a lot with social media, especially with celebrities, like, is she bleaching her skin? Why she so like she bleached her? It's like she been that color, now she bleaching her skin. So it's a big, you know, it's a big thing too.
Yeah.
In the Black community.
It's just that, it's that thing that like we all have where we kind of just want what we can't have.
Yeah.
Or what we don't have, you
I
know?
I think it's too with the white man spreading the lie about darkness, what Black means.
Of course,
know, the case system and all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
In India is bad too.
Yeah.
Because they come over here and they be talking about, you know, because like Black people, I'm like, you know you a person of color, right?
Yeah.
Where do you think you got your Black come from?
Right.
Yeah. Straight out of Africa.
It's very similar in Indian culture because they have the darkness of the skin and it's like there's a caste system of like how lighter you are.
Right.
But again, it goes back to like, did you work in the fields or did you work in
the fields? But even in slavery too, that's what they call a house nigga.
Yeah.
Because you was in the house, you were, they picked the lighter ones to be in the house with them because they, you know.
Right.
Right.
And
right.
then the dark ones out, and even today, they was but like, I just he would have been a house nigga. You know, we could carry on today, so.
But I just think it's so insane. Like, we're like 100 years removed from that.
Right?
It's still got a hold on us. Like,
like,
people ain't been working in the fields in Asia. In, you know what I mean?
Right,
like, it's not like a thing that.
Like, my grandparents didn't even work. You know, like, it's like that.
Like, 80% of the population of South Korea works in an office.
Right.
You know, and yet we still have this thing.
Even in Latino culture, I was tutoring this three sisters. Two of them were lighter, but I'm talking about a tad bit shade. And the darker one was like my complexion, you know. And so I would tutor them at the table together. And one day she said something about, that's why you Negro or something. Like, she was like, she's here. I'm like, I love being Black, honey. Don't get it twisted.
Wow.
Everybody want to be Black. Don't get it twisted. Everybody wants a color. You know, I went off then, but she was like,
All of America wants to be Black.
Yeah, so they taught her a lot about being Black. The Negro, they call her Negro. Yeah.
Wow.
And I happened to be there. She's like, she's here. And I was like, I ain't embarrassed. Yeah. And it's
That's so interesting that you say that. Because I'm from New York. And we have a lot of Dominicans and Puerto Ricans, like Caribbean people.
Yep.
If you call them Black, they could be like Africa Black.
Yep.
But if you call them Black, it's a fight.
Yep.
You're getting into a fight with someone. And
yes.
I have gotten into screaming matches on stage at clubs.
Jesus.
Because I love Helen on stage. You
because I,
shit.
You know, was like doing crowd work with like girls who to me obviously looked Black.
Oh my
and I was
God.
Like, oh, like these oh two God. Pretty Black girls in the front. And they're like, what'd you say, bitch?
See?
It's like a fight.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not Black. We're Dominican. It's like, bitch, if the KKK walks in here right now, guess what? Newsflash, you are Black.
You are Black.
You're the first one getting hauled off. So like,
are people racist to you about it? You're Black.
Like, exactly.
That's the thing. It's like, it's just a mental. So they think like being called Black is an insult.
Yeah.
Because that was the thing, like, why I would get into these fights with these, like, people in the clubs. I'd be like, first of all, who's the racist?
Yeah,
because I said you're Black
does not mean I insulted you.
Yeah,
no, it is. Yeah, there is nothing negative about that statement.
Yeah, it's all in the brain.
It's a projection.
That's the thing. It's all in the brain. It's all, like, social constructs, like, invented bullshit.
Everything is.
Yeah, I think it's invented bullshit,
It's such invented bullshit. Like, this guy was texting me, and he was like, do you want to hang out tonight? And I was like, no, actually, I'm not available. And he was like, ooh, cold, harsh, but funny. And I was like, no, it's none of those things. It's literally just...
You read into it.
You were projecting onto me what I... All I said was no.
That's
like,
so funny.
We do that. We
the
project.
The meanest thing I ever got... Because, you know, I date like a motherfucker, right?
Yeah,
like, I date
yeah.
all the time. I online date constantly. I went on a first date with this guy who I met on like OkCupid, and he was fine, but I just wasn't attracted to him. You know, we had a nice dinner. I paid
that
my
happens.
Half because I knew I didn't want to see him again.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's split the check. Like, I'm not like a scam artist like some of these girls.
Right.
I paid my half. And then the next day he texted and was like, hey, I had a great time last night. Would you like to go out again? And I was like, you know what? I had a really nice time. I think you're really nice. But I just don't feel like we had chemistry. And he writes back, well, you're a whore anyway.
See? Look at it. Look at that right there.
Like, oh, whore that won't sleep with you.
Well, I know that's right. I guess I'm not enough of a whore. Because
I don't know if you know what whore means. But
did you offer to pay me? I'm not sure.
I know.
When did you offer to pay me? I missed it.
I bought my own meal, so I don't think
I missed
would do
it.
That.
Believe
you
that.
Know what I mean?
You're a whore anyway. I was like, I was so nice. Yeah. My text was so nice. It was like, I had a great time. I think you're lovely.
See, and then the reverse of that is I had a guy do that once. He texted me like pretty quickly after the date and was like, I really think you're a great person, but like we're not supposed to be together. And I was like, this is fucking great. Like, thank you. That's fucking great. Yeah. Like, that's awesome. And I agree. Like,
he was a grown up.
And I was a grown up. You know? And
I was the grown up and this child.
And this child.
That sounds like a rapist. You know what I mean? They give themselves a reason to rape. Like, you're a whore. Like, no. No, you just want to rape me.
There are things that, like, sometimes men will say, like, a certain thing. And I'm like, oh, you've raped before.
That's what he sounds like. Because he's like, you're a whore anyway. You know? I was like, what is that? They came out like too easily. Just because I said, no, it's an app, man. It's a dating app. We do this.
And then you're like, oh, I was right. Yeah. I was right for so many reasons.
Oh, well,
you didn't
want to
be alone with
him. Yeah. As women, I think one of the biggest things, and I've done a lot of self-defense training, female self-defense training. And one of the first things you learn is that we as women do not trust our own instincts.
Right.
I know.
So if you have an instinct about somebody, girl, listen to it.
There's a book called The Gift of Fear.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a very
good
book.
The training that I did was based on that book.
Yeah. It's a good book.
I just finally started trusting my instinct. And I always used to know they were right, but I just feel like, well, second opinion, let me see. I think it's the insecurity within yourself.
Yeah.
And now,
it sure is.
Like I was telling her, you said something like when it's right, you know it's right when it's right.
Yeah.
And now it's just in my life, even the most hard time I'm going through right now, like with my living situation, it's like beautiful. It's like night and day because it's like beautiful because I finally embrace who I am.
Yeah.
And you can't get me off my instincts right now. Man, right. My instincts tell me, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, like if you
trust in your instincts.
It's so important. Like,
and it's a problem of women particularly.
Yeah.
Because men trust their instincts.
Right.
It's women that always... I got mugged. That's why I started taking the self-defense training. I got mugged in New York City.
Jesus.
On the block where I lived in Alphabet City. Lower East Side.
Yeah.
And I knew someone was following me from the minute I got off the subway. Uh-huh. And I ignored myself. At one point, I'm walking and I'm like, wow, those footsteps sound really close, like closer than they should. And I turned and I looked at the guy and he saw me turn. So he crossed to the other side of the street. And I said, ugh, I'm just inventing stuff in my mind. I'm just being crazy. And then boom, two blocks later, he had his hand on my bag and was like, give me that purse, bitch.
I'm totally captivated.
But I had that voice in my head, which
time,
I ignored.
Most of the time when you talk to someone who has experienced something like that, they generally have that
My instincts
story.
Never led me away. Even in relationships, our instincts tell us.
It's so true.
I knew my living boyfriend was cheating and what he was doing. I would have dreams about why I went to bed, but I would like...
We talk ourselves out of it.
It's a beauty. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. It's a woman's instinct.
But that's so hard too, though, because
beautiful.
But it's hard because we do like I make shit up.
Like
though.
What?
Like what?
Like. Like I'm that's what I whatever I don't care. I'm dating someone right now and in my brain like he lives here and in New York and in London basically like he lives in all three places and in my brain he has a girlfriend in New York, and like. Am I making it up? I don't know.
That's your instinct, sounds like to me. I don't think you're making it up.
I don't know. I mean, we're like, it's so new. It's like nothing. It's like, it's not like he's my boyfriend
or anything.
I don't
think you had time to concoct in your mind, oh, he must have.
Yeah,
you know
I think
what I mean?
But my history, though. It's like, you know.
That's like, your instinct again. If
my
you know
history.
Yourself,
like, I can't. I don't really want to like
history,
talk.
Like, you always go for guys who are cheaters?
No, but
you always make stuff up.
From things that I like. I can't talk about. Publicly because it's not like it's not only my story.
Got it.
Right? So like I never like feel comfortable like talking about it, like I said, because it's like, yeah, it involves like a lot of people in my life, but I come from things that like make me
but
crazy.
See, that's
I
what
think.
I say. That's why it's women in particular, because we are told in society how to think, how to be,
and we're told we're crazy.
Yeah.
We're crazy all the time.
How many comedians we're told you we hear
make
sh- stage
we're
say,
told we make we're, shit up. Yep. How many times have you heard of a woman who accuses her man of cheating, uh-huh. who is cheating, and he's like, "Bitch,
crazy.
You're
crazy."
In,
crazy. Yes,
it's Every in time. Your mind, and it's like, I mean, yeah, sometimes yeah. it's yeah. in your mind, and sometimes it's not.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's in everybody's mind, but it's us more. You know, right, it's like, "Bitch, right. you're crazy."
Yeah.
Every time if somebody get accused of rape, they're gonna if you get on that stand.
Oh yeah, immediately. Yeah, and they like pick apart every single life choice you've ever made.
Yeah,
everything you've ever done.
So that would intimidate us into trusting our instincts. You know what I mean?
It's like, well,
okay, that's why you just got to be grounded.
Yeah,
you got to be grounded
exactly.
With yourself
yeah,
because that's when
and just
you
keep
can
listening.
Hear the difference.
Yes. Keep listening. Yes.
You
yeah,
can hear there the you difference go, between when right. you're when you are making stuff up. Because sometimes right. if you're yeah. not if you're not grounded, then of course everything is fearful and everything.
Yeah. I think what's happening is like it's so good right now that I'm like, where's the thing? Where's the thing? You know.
Yeah, you got to get grounded with yourself and grounded in the relationship so that you
but
can
at least you know your
you
past.
Can know whether you're yeah. hearing yeah. you're hearing a real legitimate like red flag or not.
Right, right.
But I would say reread The Gift of Fear.
Yeah.
And you definitely should read. Every woman should read The Gift of
it's
Fear.
It's such a good book. My mom made me read it when I moved to New York City.
Yeah.
She like it was like required.
I mean, I've done like extensive women's self-defense training that was based on that book because there are fears that are irrational and fears that are rational and you need to know what's what.
I love studying fear. I studied fear before too, and I've studied in the Bible too, but it does have a scripture that says fear. God said he doesn't give you the spirit of fear because it tortures you. He would not have you be tortured. It does. It tortures you. Fear is like, it's like, why would I, when I think about that, I'm like, why would you torture yourself?
Well, but
it's,
there's good fear.
But that's like if a dog is
that's right.
It's kind of instinctual too.
That's right.
You know
like
what I mean?
The fear that I had when I heard the footsteps behind me that I discounted and was like, oh, I'm just making that shit up. And then suddenly this guy was mugging me.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with animals. Animals trust their instincts immediately. Like they know. Like she, oh my gosh, she like you can see it when.
That's why I like
when
animals.
Out, like she knows the dogs that she should go for and the dogs that she shouldn't and like
and
the people. She's
And babies too. They trust their instinct. They don't like you. They don't like it.
They'll let
like,
you know.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too, as women. I think that's the biggest hindrance of our fear is like, oh, I don't want to seem like a bitch. Or I don't want to make waves.
Oh
or
I'm not going to. Whereas I'm going to get on this elevator because I don't want to make this guy feel
bad.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's only a woman thing. Like
my
men don't
favorite,
think this way.
One of my favorite television quotes is from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, the pilot, when Matt Lauer is like, it's amazing what women will do to not seem rude.
It's so true.
And like the girl is like, he wanted to show me his bunnies and I didn't want to be rude. So here I am. And like,
it's true. I didn't like to be seen as a bitch. I'm
I don't care. I will be a fucking cunt.
And now,
like,
I don't care. I used to be like that because it was like, you look like you might be a bitch. I'm like, I'm down to earth. I'm really. So I went overboard to try to seem like I'm down to earth. Judging me by how I look. Now I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I give zero. This guy, this guy came up to me recently and I fucking called him out because every time I'm around him, he tries to sleep with me. And I've told him so many times we are never, ever having sex ever. We had sex one time, like fucking 3.5 years ago. And I'm like, we are never, ever having sex ever again.
Swift,
I have said that to him.
Swift, never, ever.
Yeah, never, ever, ever,
never, ever,
ever, ever having sex again. And then when I'm, every time I'm around him, and I don't like choose to hang out with him, he just, he's like in my group of people that I hang out with sometimes. And if I bring any girl around, he will also be smarmy and gross to them. And I finally was like, I am the person who like creates the safe space for my friends. Like I'm the girl who like, you know that you can like, go to and be like, this guy's giving me creep vibe. Like, and multiple of my friends told me that about him. And I fucking called him out on it. Like, he came in and I was like, hey, I don't like, please don't be disgusting like you always are, basically, was what I said. And then a couple weeks later, I was with my friend Gia and we were at the bar that I work at. And he came up and he was like, I'm not going to be disgusting to you guys. And then he was like, you really hurt my feelings by saying that. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, why did you say that? And I was like, do you really want to talk about it? And then I like broke down all the reasons why I said it. And then you know what his response was? Well, you really hurt my feelings still. And I was like, yeah, well, you made me and my friends feel uncomfortable in our skin around you. Like,
well,
so, and I never apologized.
And the reason why he said that is because it's worked on other women.
Yeah.
Go,
right.
Oh no, I hurt my feelings.
Take it back.
No, I did not apologize. I was like, okay. And then he and then I was like, have a good night. And then I like kept talking to my friend Gia. Yeah. And then I looked at her and I was like, was I too much of a bitch? And she was like, you were perfect.
You were perfect. And they got him like you always are. Please don't be a creep like you always are. They got
please
him right
don't.
There. Like always. Oh yeah, we see you. We see you.
Yeah.
You know?
You're creeping my friends out.
Yeah.
And like I do not, that's not the space that I have around me. Like
he thought he was getting away with it, like just being just so cute and
cool. And he said, he was like, I don't know, I just want to make out. And I'm like, I don't want to make out. I don't want to do anything with you at all. Go away. Okay, so wait, so you lived in New York. How long did you live in New York?
I grew up in New York. And then I went in away the city? For school. Queens, Brooklyn, and Staten Island is where I grew up.
Cool.
And then I moved back.
Why
as
don't
an
you
adult.
Have an accent?
Because I moved around a lot and I have immigrant parents.
Oh.
Right. So my dad was definitely not talking like this.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like my parents were not like, hey. So,
So
we moved around a lot and my parents have accents. So also I studied to be a broadcast journalist.
Oh, okay.
So you just get that shit beat out of you.
Trained to speak with the perfect standard American.
Yeah, because you don't have any accent. Yeah. Like to come from.
But if I get heated, it comes out. Oh. That's how like, I'm in a fight. I'm like, I'm sorry. What did you say? Like I get real New York.
I go Michigan immediately.
Because you are all the way New York. It's got to come out sometime. You know, because you're tough as hell on stage. You she's tough as nail. You won't back down. So I can see the New York, but I don't hear it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Broadcast,
yeah. No, if I get heated,
if I'm
like enraged about something, I get real New York really fast. It comes out with the A-Aws, like coffee, water.
Right. See, when I get angry, my Michigan comes out, and that's just too, like, it's like, oh.
That's adorable.
Oh. Like, you can't take me seriously.
And my black come out, so everybody know what that is.
There she is, an angry black woman.
I knew it. I'm an angry black woman.
I'm trying not to be.
Oh. Oh, man.
Which I, like, why not?
I know.
Y'all got shit to be angry about.
Exactly. That's like one of the first conversations we had.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Like, I don't know why. And then all this whole stuff. And I don't understand why women don't embrace, like, yeah, call me a bitch. I got shit to be bitchy about.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I'm pissed.
Yeah, I'm a bitch. Because guess what? Life is not as fun for me as it is for you.
Thank you.
So if I'm a little bitchy,
I get
look
a
at the mirror
every 28 days. That's enough to be bitchy.
I know
about.
This is not.
I bleed.
I know this is not a revolution, but I was thinking about like if someone ever says to me, which they will. So when someone says to me that there is no such thing as male privilege, I'm like I literally was thinking because this guy was like talking and he was like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna go change my shirt real quick by my car. We can't do that. Mm-mm. We can't just change our shirts by our car. Like, mm-mm. I know that's not a revolution, but that was like so clear to me hearing him say that. And my brain was like, I could never just change my shirt on the sidewalk like that. I mean, I would, but people would gawk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could get arrested or whatever.
Yeah. You would get comments. You get stared at. You get whistled, catcalled.
Pee outside. They can pee outside. That's normal. Go around the corner and pee, man.
Yeah. That happened.
Well, even like, you gotta go pee.
Even Aziz Ansari's show on Netflix, Master of None, there's that great scene where he like meets up with the girl at the bar.
That
and they
whole
go
episode is so
that
good.
That is the epitome of male privilege. Like
it's called Girls versus Boys.
You can stumble home
drunk
at 3 o'clock in the morning. And what's the worst thing that's going to happen?
You step in shit.
Whereas if any of us stumbled home at 3 o'clock in the morning in our heels, drunk, like, there is real jeopardy there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, we are really afraid for our lives.
Like, we don't let our girlfriends do that. Yeah.
Did you hear about the girl that got raped in an Uber? Her friends put her in the Uber because she was
Jesus.
Drunk.
No.
And the guy she woke came to and the guy was molesting her. I mean, he was raping her. And she got away.
God. Jesus. Yeah. Fucking Christ. And Uber did nothing, right?
He was raping her. Huh?
And Uber did like nothing.
They fired him and they I don't know if they
Uber is such
charges,
a masculine.
Uber is awful.
I never take
that's
Uber.
Awful.
I always
either.
Same.
To have a rapist. I mean, come on, you can't do a background check to see something.
There's not a number to call when you so like because I had a guy be really inappropriate to me in a Lyft and it was late at night. I had actually just flown in, so I had one beer, and it was like it was my boss's birthday, so I went to his birthday party. We closed the bar down, and then I got in a Lyft, And he was just like super inappropriate. And I decided to not close out the ride until the next morning so that I could like think clearly, you know. And I had a number to call. But there's no number to call if something happens to you in an Uber. There's no number to call. At least there wasn't at the time. They might have changed that now, but yeah. At the time there wasn't. And that's like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
They should be shut down because this has happened more than once. Girls getting raped.
Oh, it happens all the time in Uber. Or being treated grossly or whatever. Yeah.
Helen, tell us where we can keep up with you. I host my own politically themed comedy show called Party on the Left at the Comedy Store. The next one is April 13th. And it's monthly after that. So there'll be another one in May. Party on the Left.
And what's your Twitter?
@ Funny Helen Hong. Because some other bitch named Helen Hong has my handle. And I have yet to kill her.
And your Insta?
So soon. @ Funny. We'll murder her. @ Funny soon. Helen Hong across on all the socials. Okay. So follow me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Helen.
It's been the Act Like a Girl podcast. You had Susie Dunn.
And Tracy Walker.
And we were with
Helen Hong.
Thanks, guys. As always, please like us on Facebook,
Twitter,
Instagram.
Email us at actlikeagirltv
at gmail. You can also go to actlikeagirl.tv and there's the get involved page on the upper right corner and that emails to us directly. We want to hear from you.
Let us know what you think.
Subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.